Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
That's a little SRV bringing us back. The late, great Stevie Ray. 23 after the hour. Thanks for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com, and the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. Having a great visit with our new friend. Doesn't seem like a new friend, folks. We've known Frank for a long time because of his work on television, especially with CNN over the years. He's an award-winning journalist, and now he's moved over to academia, where he directs George Washington University School of Media and Public Affairs. He's the author of a brand new book called Ask More, The Power of Questions. And it's a very important book, folks. He breaks it down really well, how to learn how to ask questions. Frank, thanks again for being here. Congratulations again on the book, askmorebook.com, right?
That is it.
All right. So, and by the way, folks, Frank has graciously agreed to join our brain trust and to come back over the next as long as we're around here and help us sort out some of the stuff that's going on in politics and media. But Frank, let's get back to the book. I like the way you break down the different kinds of questions, like the bridging question.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the bridging question to me, that would be like a directed probe, where I don't want you to answer anything. I just want you to agree with me so I can ask you the next question. But tell us what a bridging question means to you as a journalist.
I wrote the book about these categories of questions, but each one is told through somebody who does it exceptionally well. They're told through people, some of them famous, like Colin Powell or Sandra Day O'Connor or Anderson Cooper or others, and some people who nobody's heard about except the people who've heard about them, like mm-hmm. my neighbor the roofer.
Mm-hmm.
And in Bridging Questions, my character is the guy by the name of Barry Spodak, and Barry Spodak is a fascinating person. His work when he was in graduate school was included being the group therapist for John Hinckley, the man who shot
him. Wow.
He was working at St. Elizabeth's Hospital, and he got into a line of work that called dangerous threat assessment, where you try to figure out whether someone who's done something or written something suggesting they might do something is actually a threat, or whether they're just making noise.
Hmm.
And so when he talks to these people, and he's now trains the FBI and the Secret Service,
guy who shot the people down in Fort Lauderdale the other day, right?
He's among some of the things that Barry does is he looks at mass murderers.
That guy gave us all kinds of signals.
Oh yeah, terrible stuff. And we live in a dangerous world.
Mm-hmm.
But so what Barry tries to do, and he says he doesn't waterboard people, and he doesn't tell people the FBI and others to waterboard him. He said that's not going to work. He builds these bridges with his questions, one question at a time, and he builds them slowly and deliberately. He uses what I call questions without question marks a lot.
Hmm.
So they'll say, Jim, you've written this letter and you think the president is the Antichrist and he's blah, 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 blah. A lot of people think like that. Tell me about that. And what he's doing in that one example is he is, without affirming, he's affirming. He's mm-hmm. giving somebody some grounds to open up and to speak slowly and piece by piece, so that as they open up, they can actually figure that out. Well, we can put these things to use in our lives.
Mm-hmm.
When talking to our kids, do we just confront our kid who might have done something terrible or great? But,
right.
They're a teenager. They don't want to talk to mom or dad. Or can you slowly give a little bit of a question without a question mark or something to invite conversation and build that bridge?
Now, that's what you just said is really important to me, Frank, because in your former line of work, and so to a degree in my work, part of our job is, as you said, to get information out of people. And so you use artful communication techniques to make that happen. But in real life, we're trying to build relationships and consensus and be productive with each other, right? And so isn't that a different kind of questioning? I mean, we're not working on gotchas. We're not trying to block and bridge as much as we are making sure that the other person realizes that we're interested in them, that we care about, that we have respect for their ideas, and we want to, as I say, build a relationship and be productive. What do you
think
about that?
That's exactly the point, and that's why these questions come in different ways. So there are going to be times when, in real life, you're dealing with somebody as in an interview, where you're confronting them, and you've got to hold them accountable to something.
Yeah.
And the way you're going to ask them questions is different, all right? There you're going to say, did you do such and such last Thursday? Did you say such and such 2 weeks ago? Did you write such and such a month ago? Do you still believe that, you know, that's the case, you know, however it's going to go? But there are other times where, you know, Terry Gross, the NPR radio interviewer, does a show called Fresh Air. She interviews a lot of artists and creative people, and she, we talked about this for the book, and she does a different kind of questioning that I call empathetic questioning, which is something that therapists will also do and others, where you're really trying to connect and help somebody else connect with what's deeper down. She calls it getting to the essence of a person. And that's an altogether different kind of questioning, because there you're inviting somebody to be reflective.
Don't you? But don't you? Are you worried, though, that as the regular Americans watch the circus that's going on in the media and the politics these days, that they feel like that that's the way they should be treating each other? Isn't that a little bit of the coarseness that's happening in America? Are you concerned about that?
Of course I am. And in fact, in, you know, in the book, I have, as we've discussed, these different categories of question. One category of question is the confrontational question, where you're trying to hold somebody account. The danger in our public discourse is that if that's all we're doing is confronting, if all we're doing is accusing and trying to hold one another to account, and we're not doing these other things, we're not doing diagnostic questioning, where we're trying to really genuinely figure out what's going on here, what's gone wrong, so we can fix it. We're not doing strategic questioning, where we're looking over the horizon and setting our aspirations and setting goals.
Frank, thanks for being here. Good job today. Will you come back?
It's my pleasure, and I look forward to that.
Yeah, thank you. Frank says no, ladies and gentlemen. Ask More Book. Ask More is the title of the book. AskMoreBook.com is the website, available wherever books are sold. I promise you, you'll be glad you saw it, and you'll thank me later. Quick break, 29 after. I'm Jim Blasingame.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.